Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nations Citizens Chat conference call. Just a reminder, today's call is being recorded, and at this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to your host, Malcolm Haynes. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Holly. Welcome, everyone. Thank you also, everyone, for persisting, because I think we put the wrong confirmation code on our website. It's a mistake we don't often make, so you've obviously all persisted in getting through. Thank you for that. And four of you actually wrote to me to tell me about that, so thank you, Tom, Alex, Phil, and Tony, for writing to me. I didn't know until you'd written in that we'd made that mistake. Anyhow, we're all here, and we've got a very nice talk today. We've got two of our best speakers, as always. We've got Craig Johnson, who, as you know, is based in IBM Rochester, who will talk first, and he'll talk about Linux on iSeries. And then John Quarantello, who's based in IBM Dallas, will talk about WebSphere Portal Express. So I won't waste any more of your time. We'll go straight over to Craig, who will talk about Linux. Craig.
Thanks, Malcolm. Good day, everyone. Coming to you from Rochester today, I am the Worldwide Product Marketing Manager for Linux on iSeries. And I'll be speaking today for about 15 or 20 minutes about our capabilities of running Linux on the iSeries, some of the solutions our customers are using, and conclude with some examples of customers that are running Linux on the iSeries. We've seen a significant growth in the demand from our customers for Linux on iSeries. 2003, our results were four times as great as 2002. So we're definitely seeing a significant uptake in interest as well as significant uptake in customers deploying Linux on iSeries. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to chat with you today as far as the technology that you might have in your shop today to actually do this, or your next purchase. You might be able to leverage Linux as well as your OS 400 environments. So with that, we'll get started. On chart number two is our IT optimization strategy and solution that iSeries has been working to deliver and continues to enhance over time. So at the foundation on iSeries, people are using to deploy OS 400 applications like WebSphere, which John is going to talk to you about later. For OS 400 customers, we have these other application and operating environments for them to leverage. We've had a Windows technology for a number of years. 2001, we added Linux. In 2004, we will add AIX as well. So we're doing this so you can leverage the resources, skills, and best practices you already have today in your OS 400 environment into these other environments. We're also doing it so you can have the largest application selection possible in the industry as you look at expanding your business and you're looking at purchasing a new application. Chances are that application will run on an iSeries given we have this breadth of operating environments to select from. So diving now down into the specific Linux topic here, I wanted to start with on chart number three, just to level set everyone on Linux distribution. It is, as its foundation, a Unix-like operating system, and it's really developed and tested by the open source community, and there are Linux distributors that really leverage the open source movement to create CDs and create products that are called Linux distributions. On these CDs, specifically for iSeries and P-Series, they're based on a power kernel, since we run the power processor within an iSeries or P-Series. Rochester works with the Linux community to create device drivers so Linux can read and write to our disk drives, for example. And then the other components of Linux are really common. They're the utilities, the applications, the middleware, and the tools that are really the popular open source components. So when you buy Linux, it includes an Apache web server, a Samba file and print server, a firewall, a database, a mail server, just hundreds of things. And these distributors select the popular open source components and put on their distributions. And then these distributors like Red Hat or the Consortium United Linux release products. And these products have the media, They also offer maintenance support, documentation, and education. So that's really what you're purchasing when you purchase a Linux distribution. You know, so we highly recommend that if you're interested in Linux that you go through one of these distributors to get it. Linux is free if your time is worthless, is the old saying, so I would really take advantage of all the effort that IBM and these Linux distributors do to create these Linux distributions. Moving on now to chart number 4, the Linux distributions that are currently supported on iSeries are available from Red Hat, also available from SUSE, and then if you're in Asia, they're available from Turbo Linux, or you're from Latin America, they're available from Connectiva. The SUSE, Turbo Linux, and Connectiva distributions are exactly the same. They're just available in different geographies from different companies. iSeries has a very robust environment today to run Linux. It does take advantage of our logical partitioning technology. We're on your iSeries today, you're running OS 400, and you can create secondary partitions to run other OS 400 partitions or to run Linux partitions. So OS 400 is always in the first one, and then you can create up to 10 partitions total per processor, up to a maximum of 32. Once you have these partitions set up, you can dynamically move resources between the partitions. For example, if your Linux partition needed more resource, you could dynamically move a quarter of a processor or half a processor in and out of the Linux partition, for example. One of the key values that we do provide our customers is our virtualization of storage and Ethernet technology, and I'll talk more about this, but it really allows you to leverage your disk adapters and your whole storage subsystem that you have running today with OS 400 with these Linux partitions as well. And then on our higher-end systems, we do offer capacity upgrade on demand, so if you're interested in adding more processors to your system, those can be added to Linux. From an integration standpoint, if you create a Linux application and you want to read and write information from DB2400, we have capabilities to do that. And we also try to integrate the management through iSeries Navigator. So we have a very robust implementation today, and it leverages our partitioning technology, really our leading-edge partitioning technology that's available across the product line, as well as our virtual resources. Turning to chart number 5, just wanted to talk a minute about our virtual I/O capabilities. We offer two that you can select from, direct and virtual. With direct, you would purchase a disk adapter, disk drives, a tape adapter, a LAN adapter, and put it in the Linux partition, and it would be managed by Linux. The resources would be totally separate between OS 400 and Linux. The other option is virtual, where you can create a Linux partition with a quarter of a processor and some memory, but then utilize the I/O resources that you already have. From OS 400, you go in and you carve out storage space for Linux to use. You can have like 20 storage spaces, 64 gigabytes each in size, and you can carve those out from OS 400 and give them to your Linux partitions. So this is the most popular choice our customers use. They create Linux partitions, and they use the storage subsystem, the tape drives, the LAN adapters that they already have in their OS 400 environment. Many customers do purchase a separate LAN adapter for their Linux partition. A good example here is a firewall. If you wanted to run a firewall on Linux, you would purchase a LAN adapter for Linux, but you would still use virtual storage. So that's one of the key benefits. And just to illustrate this even more on chart number 6, Linux might see three disk drives. You know, first one might be 2 gig, the second one might be 20 gig, and the third one might be 100 gigabytes. But what really happens is, just like every other OS 400 object, that data is automatically spread across every disk drive that you have, if that's what you want to do. So if you have 50 drives, the Linux data is spread across 50 drives, and it's protected via whatever protection mechanism you have for OS 400. You're able to deliver better performance to Linux by utilizing all these disk arms, and you also can consolidate your backups if that's what you want to do. So the storage virtualization is a key reason why customers are leveraging Linux on the iSeries to really extend the investment that they have already in their iSeries and OS 400 environment. On chart number 7, Linux is available across our product line today, from the 800 all the way up to the 890. The number of Linux partitions that you can run depend on how many processors are on your server. It's up to 10 partitions per processor, and then the first one is OS 400, and then we max out at 32 partitions today. In addition to Linux being supported, it's also support across our product line with the shared processor and dynamic movement and virtual resources that we have. So all of our leading edge technology is available on all of these servers. At the top end on the 825 and above, we offer capacity upgrade on demand. So if you can activate a processor, you can move that processor dynamically into a running Linux partition. On our very largest machines, the 870 and the 890, with the Enterprise Edition, we include an extra processor in the Enterprise Edition for you to run Linux on. The education vouchers are available on the 825, 870, and 890 for you to attend a Linux implementation class. Services vouchers are provided with the Enterprise Edition as well for you to have IBM come out and install Linux for you. And then we include IBM software like DB2 or Web3 Application Server or Tivoli Storage Manager with the Enterprise Edition that you can run in a Linux partition if you so choose. One of the new enhancements to our services voucher program is on chart number 8. Hopefully you've heard about this. We've extended the Enterprise Edition on the 810 to include a services voucher. So if you are going to purchase a Model 810 Enterprise Edition, you can select from the following 4 services for your 810. So you can select to have Linux installed for a file server and a web server, select to have the integrated X-Series solutions installed, Domino, or WebSphere Express. So this is new for the 810 that the services voucher is now available. In addition, this service can be fulfilled by qualified business partners. So a business partner, you know, registers that they have the skills and the experience to perform these services, and then you as our customer can select to have this business partner perform that service. So this was announced on March 1st, and it's available in the Americas and in Europe. And if you're interested in that, the URL there is on the chart for you to find out more about that and actually register for that service. So this is a great enhancement to our Enterprise Edition line as far as helping more of our customers utilize the iSeries to run these new workloads in their environment, to help them get started through business partner services. We have a very good offering, a great offering today across our product line, but on chart number 9, we are still investing to make it even better in the future. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that we're working on in Rochester that you'll see later this year as far as our investments from the product standpoint. Just from a partitioning standpoint, today we have 32 partitions as the maximum on our largest machines. Later on this year, you'll be able to run over 250 partitions on large iSeries servers. So you'll be able to consolidate even more workload running on your iSeries with over 250 partitions. We'll also make enhancements in our resource movement. Today we have dynamic movement where you can go into iSeries Navigator and select to move a quarter of a processor, for example, from one partition to another, and you can do that with a click of a mouse, or you could schedule that movement, or you could write or purchase a program to perform that movement. Well, in the future, we'll be able to automatically move processor resources from one partition to another based on what's going on. So if you had a WebSphere environment running in your OS 400 partition, and during the day you wanted more resources for that, and then the resources could automatically flow to that busy OS 400 partition away from a Linux partition, for example. And then, or vice versa, if you're running a large calculation or something in a Linux partition, the resources could flow back that way. So it'll be automatic from the standpoint of the resource processor resource will move to the partition that needs it, And so this is another option that you have. You do not have to have all your partitions in this environment, but you can select which partitions you want to participate in this automatic processor movement. So those are just a couple examples of the things we're working on as future enhancements with our Linux environment on the iSeries. Turning now to solutions, what are customers running on their Linux environment on the iSeries? A couple of major categories here. First of all, on chart number 10, open source, there are a number of open source solutions that are included with the Linux distributions from SUSE or Red Hat. So many of our customers are running a Samba file and print server, or some of them are running an open source firewall, or the open source Apache web server as well. So a lot of customers are leveraging the open source technologies. This is very popular to do on any Linux server, and naturally this is popular to do on the iSeries as well. So like I said, most of these are included with the Linux distributions. Others are available on websites. In addition, on chart number 11, we are working with solution providers to deliver additional solutions to you, our customers that run on the iSeries. There are over 175 solutions available today on Linux on the iSeries, with 300 more in the pipeline. Our strategy is to bring new solutions to you, solutions that were, just our Linux solutions, for example, or Unix solutions, or even Windows solutions that those companies are offering Linux options. And so we are targeting solutions like Binari, which is a Linux-based email server, or solutions from S2 or SAE, which I'll talk about, that are Linux-based solutions coming to the platform. So we're once again trying to broaden the application portfolio that you have to select from. I just want to talk about a couple of these solutions to give you an idea of the type of solutions that we think are most interesting for our customers. The first one is on chart number 12, which is S2. S2 Systems offers a payment and transaction processing for banking or retail type operations, electronic funds transfer type transactions. And the way the S2 option works is S2 runs in Linux and connects out to an ATM, for example. But the S2 application then ties back into DB2400. So you as a banking customer running your banking application on OS400, and you add the S2 environment on Linux, but you're still storing all the data in DB2400, your administration, your backup, your high availability solutions continue to work with DB2400, and S2 just leverages that environment. So we get the best of both worlds. We're simplifying the management of the environment, but we're able to deliver a new application to you by leveraging Linux. Another example of a couple of solution providers, Binari and RAE Internet, provide a different type of solution. This one is for email serving. So if you're using Microsoft Outlook as a client, utilizing Microsoft Exchange today, and you are interested in replacing that Exchange server with a server based on Linux, you can continue to use your Outlook clients, but then connect into a Binari server running on Linux. So this is a Linux application, would not be available on OS400. So this Linux application from Binari can be your mail server. And then there's another solution from RAE Internet called MPP, which can provide the anti-spam antivirus solution for that mail server. So this is an example of a solution that really does not have a direct tie-in to DB2400 or OS400 example. We're just leveraging Linux to deliver new solutions to you, our customers. Then the last solution I want to talk about is from Stonesoft. Stonesoft announced in January that they're bringing their enterprise firewall and VPN to the iSeries. They're going to leverage Linux to do that. This solution is expected to be available in April. So if you're interested in rolling out a new OS400 e-business solution, leveraging WebSphere on OS400, for example, and you wanted to roll out an application firewall at the same time, you can now do that on the same machine, leveraging the Stonegate firewall and VPN from Stonesoft. Now, in the final section here, I wanted to talk to you about just a couple of customers and give you a couple of ideas as far as what customers are doing with Linux on iSeries. On chart number 15 is Black Hills Corporation. They're the electric utility out of South Dakota. They had a requirement to improve their physical security of their buildings around their campus there, and they wanted to do this in the most cost-effective manner possible, and also with the what's going on in the world today to provide an audit trail. So the, Black Hills is an iSeries customer. They have a couple of 825s installed and running basically their business on OS 400 partitions, also leveraging Domino there. In addition, they've added a Linux partition and leveraging an open source solution called Motion, which is a motion detector for, you know, cameras. So they've set up cameras in their physical locations, feeding the you know, the video of those cameras back into the Motion software, and the Motion software compares the pictures. And if, you know, you can imagine a building sitting there and nobody's going in and out the door, the pictures that the Motion software gets are going to be the same, and so then they throw those away. As soon as someone opens the door, the pictures now are different, and the Motion software writes that new picture out to the disk drive running on the iSeries. They're also utilizing an Apache web server in Linux to actually see the live camera feeds. So this is an example of a OS 400 customer, Black Hills Corporation, adding Linux to their existing environment to leverage a solution available in the open source community. The second customer I just wanted to briefly talk about is Memory Experts. They're a Canadian-based company that makes memory for things like copiers. They also make those popular memory sticks now. They had an objective to really reduce and improve their service level of their IT environment, and Memory Experts did not have an iSeries or AS400 or previous Rochester product before, but they wanted to consolidate their multiple Intel servers, bring email back in-house, but be able to do this with the small IT staff that they needed to have. So what they've done is they've purchased a model 825, and they have 10 Linux partitions running on that machine. And as you can see, the list there on the right, everything from a firewall to websites to email servers from Binari to a DB2 running the ACPAC database application. In addition to running the Linux environments, they're also leveraging our integrated X-Series servers to run Windows, to run the ACPAC application, which is a Windows application, as well as utilizing the terminal server available in Windows to send and feed the clients. So Memory Experts is leveraging the iSeries to really consolidate their environment to run both Linux and Windows on the same machine, and the iSeries was really the only solution that they found to be able to support this type of environment. So chart number 17, in summary, our strategy really is to allow you, our customers, to leverage their the resources, meaning the investments you've made in your hardware, your people, and your best practices in an OS 400 environment, to extend these into other environments like Linux and Windows, as we do today, and AIX later on in 2004. To be able to do this, to reduce your costs, to simplify your IT infrastructure, as well as to provide a very robust application portfolio to you to extend your business with. So I'll be on at the end if you have any questions about what I've talked about, but at this time I want to turn the program over to John Quarantillo.
Thanks, Greg, very much. The topic that I'm going to be talking about is something that I discussed in the fourth quarter of last year, and I just want to give you a little bit of an update on it for 2004, and it's WebSphere Portal Express and Portal Express Plus for multi-platforms. These are the two WebSphere Portal Express products that support iSeries as of January of this year, and this presentation will go through it and talk a little bit about the highlights of the Portal products, and I also got a section on why run Portal Express on iSeries. We made some dramatic improvements in terms of the usability and installability of the code through some wizards that Rochester put together, and I'll be highlighting that for you also. On The chart number two, this is the iSeries developer roadmap, and we're making changes to the roadmap to make it a little more easy for people to understand what is in the various different categories of the roadmap. And the whole idea of the roadmap is to allow customers to understand our strategy moving from the left, which is a green screen RPG or COBOL environment, over to the right. And when I say over to the right, when you get on the roadmap, you don't have to start to the left and move all the way to the right to a J2EE environment and using enterprise Java beans. You can move as far as you want to, and you can get off the roadmap when it makes sense for you to get off the roadmap too. So for example, if you're in an environment where you've got a green screen environment and you want to go to a better user interface, there's multiple different options for you to do that. And the roadmap will provide you with education to understand what the various different options are and to help you with the various different choices. One of the big questions that I get quite a bit is, you know, should I be using the IBM Web Facing Tool or should I be using the WebSphere Host Access Transformation Server? And there's pluses and minuses to each of the different offerings, and the roadmap will help you understand those various different offerings too. There also is a white paper that we've put together to help you with the various different differences with HATS versus web facing versus iSeries Access for the web too. So if anyone is interested in getting more information on that, you can send me an email, and I'll be back in the office next week, and I'll be able to respond to you with the white paper at that point in time. If you look at the roadmap in red, I've got listed here where the Portal product comes in. So Portal is not something that if you're in a green screen RPG environment, you're going to jump right into. I mean, it's more an advanced environment where you basically have got some skills from a WebSphere environment, and you want to be able to provide a single point of personalized interaction, which is what the Portal provides you to do. So Portal is more of an advanced offering versus a simple offering. If you go to the iSeries website, you can see the little sign that points for the iSeries developer roadmap, and that's where you'll get directions to see where the various different offerings are from an education perspective, and you'll also see us changing the roadmap over time to make it match more with our iSeries and WebSphere offerings and also provide you with additional resources as they become available too. If you look at the next chart, chart number three, this is the sort of the cover chart for a portal. The portal is really a single point of personalized interaction. So that means that if you are an employee, you could tie into a business-to-employee portal. If you're a company that does business with another company, you could use a business-to-business portal where you're able to get information on the different transactions going back and forth. Or you actually could have a portal that is a business-to-consumer portal. And the whole idea of the portal is to be able to have the interaction, your interaction on the web, to be personalized with what makes sense for you. So whether it is based on your past buying patterns or what your interests are tied to your user profile, a portal allows you to have a interaction on the various different websites that makes it special for you, and it makes sense for you based on what is the most important thing for you to see on a particular portal. And on the portal, the whole idea is to have applications being integrated, processes and workflow being integrated, the ability to tie together people through collaboration or instant messaging, and then also to be able to provide various different types of content. And the content could be OS 400 content. It could be content from other servers, Unix or Intel servers. And in fact, you could use Citrix to actually put PC applications up in a portal also. If you go to chart number four, WebSphere Portal has been out from Software Group for about 3 years, and the Software Group started out, you know, not having a presence in Portal at all the way to where we are today, where WebSphere Portal has been rated the number one portal in the industry from an enterprise perspective. And WebSphere Portal really is the clear market leader based on a multiple different, whether it's studies or whether there are Reader's Choice Awards, there are various different industry awards that are given by consultants as well as magazines, and this all these different recognition things that the portal has gotten was based on WebSphere Portal version 4. And the portal that's out today is version 5. So while a lot of awards and recognition have been given to the portal team, there are even going to be more that are going to be coming with version 5 because version 5 is dramatically improved over version 4 from a usability point of view and a manageability point of view. So look forward to more recognition on Portal as we move forward. And the other thing that we're trying to do from an iSeries is to make Portal as successful as possible in SMB. And with the lower pricing of Portal Express and Portal Express Plus, we think we've got a good chance of doing that. And I'll get to the pricing in a little while also. So on chart number 5, this is really the formal definition of what a portal is. It's a single point of personalized interaction with the ability to integrate applications, content, processes, and people. So by definition, a portal should provide the following. The ability to have a single sign-on to the portal, which would give you access to all applications. Number 2 is a common presentation or a common look and feel, so that you have got a same experience throughout the various different sites when you get into a portal. The ability to have integration with applications and information. Number 4 is the collaboration capabilities, the ability to have a quick place where you can store documents and a team room, or also to have a collaboration, which is instant messaging. The ability to personalize and customize the portal is important. It can be a framework for web services, because you are going to be tying together multiple different back-end systems, and web services is ideal to do that. Then also the ability to extend it to pervasive computing devices. And more people are going to want to be able to tie their cell phones or their personal digital assistants or the various different pervasive computing devices that are out there today. So overall, if you do a portal right, you're going to end up having a more productive employee. And then what we have at IBM is we've got a portal that we all sign into every day, and that portal was developed with WebSphere Portal Server. So we've got an outstanding business-to-employee portal. Also the ability to have a partner portal, which would be a business-to-business portal. Then also the ability to tie together customers and consumers over time to give you the ability to have customer loyalty improved because of a good experience on a portal environment, and the ability to generate revenue and customer satisfaction by being able to have this portal available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, the portal products are somewhat complex in terms of understanding, you know, what product fits where. So I'm going to try to go through this chart number 6 to explain to you the various different portal products, what's there today, what's not there today, and we'll talk more about the pricing in a couple minutes too. You can really think of the portal products as two sets of products. On the left-hand side are the express products, or the products that are really designed for SMB. And there are two products there. There's WebSphere Portal Express and WebSphere Portal Express Plus. And the difference between the two is Portal Express Plus has collaboration features, so it has same time and quick place, where the base WebSphere Portal Express product does not have the collaboration capability. Over on the right-hand side are the enterprise portals, and these are the ones that there are some support today from an iSeries perspective. There is WebSphere Portal Enable version 4.1 that's available for iSeries, and we have a statement of direction for WebSphere Portal Enable version 5 for iSeries, which is likely to be available probably in the fourth quarter of this year. The high-end product on the enterprise portal is WebSphere Portal Extend, and that is not supported today, and it's not in plan today or in the future for version 5 of WebSphere Portal Extend for iSeries. So you've got an environment where we can help customers get started with a basic Portal Express product, and they can upgrade to Portal Express Plus. And if you're in an environment where you need enterprise services, we do have the ability to have Enable later on this year. The next chart basically shows you a little picture of what a portal would look like. And you have the ability to have this customized for the individual end user depending on what they want to see and what they're most interested in. And as you can see here, we basically have an organized workspace that's available. You have the ability to have web searches. You could have applications and content, which could include 5250 applications, could include Java WebSphere applications. And then you also have the ability to put in access to your calendaring and email if you want to have that done also. The announcement for WebSphere Portal Express and Express Plus is at the bottom. If you look at the small type there for the URL, you can get the information for WebSphere Portal Express and Portal Express Plus for multi-platforms. And the multi-platforms really refer to the two platforms that are supported. The Intel platform is supported, both Intel Windows and Intel Linux, and also iSeries with OS 400 is supported. As I mentioned, the WebSphere Portal Express product includes the base Portal product. The Portal Express Plus provides you with all the function in the basic Portal product, but it also adds collaboration or same time in QuickPlace. This solution can be purchased either per user or per CPU, and I'll show you that pricing on the next chart. And it requires of OS 400 V5 R2, so that's the only release that is supported today. From a performance point of view, it requires a minimum of 750 CPW, so it's not a light workload at all. It's a robust workload, but it also provides a lot of function for you, and it requires a minimum of 2 gigabytes of memory. And as I mentioned, we do have a statement of direction for WebSphere Portal enable later on this year. Next chart talks about pricing, and I'll try to simplify this if I can for you. The two types of pricing that we have is per user or per CPU. And if you look at the top, this is the pricing for WebSphere Portal Express. It's $85 per user, or it's $33,000 per CPU. Now, when you buy the product on a per user basis, you have to buy it in quantities or multiples of 20. So you buy 20 first, and then 40, 60, 80, and so on. And the example that I have listed here shows that for 160 users, you'd have a price on the per-user basis of $13,600. If you buy it on the per-CPU basis, you have unlimited number of users per CPU, but you do have a limit of 4 CPUs that can be used on Portal on iSeries. At the bottom, this is the pricing for WebSphere Portal Express Plus. It's $135 per user, or $53,080 per CPU. An example, once again, for 160 users on the per-user area would be $21,600. So the pricing is dramatically lower than the pricing was for Portal Enable and Portal Extend. Portal Enable was around $80,000 per CPU, and Extend was over $130,000 per CPU. So we've been, you know, talking to Software Group and Lotus, who actually owns the set of products, telling them that in order to be successful, we need to have better pricing, and hopefully the per-user pricing is a great way to get started with WebSphere Portal Express and Portal Express Plus. And we'll continue to work with them to see if we can even provide additional pricing discounts later on in the future. The next chart talks about the 5 top reasons of why running Portal Express on iSeries. And the first one is real important because we constantly talk about server consolidation. And if you go to the announcement letter, if you want to run WebSphere Portal Express Plus on Intel, it requires 3 CPUs. So if you could run all of those environments on one iSeries, there's an advantage there. In fact, when I was at Lotusphere, the person or the individual who was talking about Portal Express Plus had 4 CPUs that were running the base Portal environment, and they had a high availability solution that added another 4 CPUs. So you really get into having Intel farms and much more high cost of maintenance as well as complexity from a manageability point of view when you get into multiple different Intel servers running one single workload. Number 2 and number 3 are real important, and you can take a look at the next chart to actually see the improvements that we've made with the wizards to get the Portal Express product up and running and configured. In fact, let's go to that right now. The chart number 10 actually shows a picture, and at the top, this is the number of steps that you have to go through to get Portal installed on the iSeries or on Intel by going through the documented steps. There's 118 individual tasks and 56 values that you'd have to key in. So that's 174 documented steps. Well, we've done 2 wizards in Rochester. If you look at the bottom, one of the wizards allows you to get the Portal Express product up and running and configured with 15 steps, and you only have to key in 5 values. And that provides you with an active Portal environment with security. If you're doing a development environment and you don't care about security, we actually have got a 1-step wizard that would allow you to get the entire system set up very, very quickly in a matter of an hour or two. So thanks to the folks in Rochester working with the Raleigh team making this wizard an outstanding improvement from an iSeries perspective and a real advantage of running Portal on iSeries. Now, if you go back to the chart again before, chart number 9, I mentioned on number 4 that 100% of our 5250 applications are quickly deployed to Portal. That's because we now have got a portlet that is an iSeries access for the web. And I'll show you a picture of that in just a minute, too. So you can have the iSeries content very, very quickly snap into a Portal environment. We're also working with a number of different ISVs to get their portal or to get their ISV solutions portal enabled, and many of them have done that already. Many more are working on it, and there is a portal catalog that's available up on the Software Group website that actually lists the various different ISV solutions that are portal enabled today. And then finally, number five, we do include WebSphere Portal Express Plus, 20 per user licenses in our Enterprise Edition bundles for our high-end systems, our 825, our 870, and 890. If you go to the two charts in the future, you can actually see a picture of the iSeries Access 5250 portlet. This is a GA product as of the February timeframe, and if you go to the iSeries website and then go to the iSeries Access part of it, you'll actually see an announcement talking about V5R3 and iSeries Access portlet. So that is available today, fully supported today, and allows you to have 100% of your 5250 applications portal enabled. If you look at the chart number 12, this actually is a summary of four quotes that we got that I've highlighted in red that talks about the excitement that a lot of our customers as well as business partners have. First one talks about the installation of Portal Express was actually done in five click and it only took an hour or two to install. Bob Cancilla talked about the installation and configuration process being very simple, and anyone with a fundamental of OS 400 can now install and configure the portal, and that was not the case with Portal Enable version 4.1. Mike Ballard talks about the ability to manage application security for the entire intranet user group from a single source being very valuable, and Tom Nicolai talks about Portal Express providing a 3-in-1 solution to the communications maze, so you can leverage the intranet, as well as extranet environments. And then finally, the benefits from running a portal environment are on page number 13, the ability to increase team productivity through the ability to have instant messaging, collaboration, as well as the extension to pervasive computing devices, the ability to sell products through a portal and increasing revenue, the ability to reduce your costs, being able to reuse intellectual capital, share that capital, and the ability to simply and quickly access information when you need it, the ability to lower business risk, improve responsiveness from a B2E point of view, the ability to improve employee satisfaction, and also the ability to increase consumer power so that you have the ability through a portal to have customer self-service applications so that if somebody has purchased something from you and wants to know the status of a particular order, you can have them access that through a portal. So in summary, WebSphere Portal Express and Portal Express Plus are a great addition to our WebSphere portfolio from an iSeries perspective, and it's something that we think that over time, many customers are going to be very interested in building portals for their employees, for their suppliers, as well as potentially for consumers also. And Portal Express and Portal Express Plus is the way to get started on that. So at this point in time, I'll turn it over to Holly for questions and answers.
Thank you, John. At this time, we'll conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our first question today, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Craig's chat? Press star 1 for very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, star 4 for of no value. And we'll pause for just a moment. For our last question today, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find John's chat? Press star 1 for very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, star 4 for of no value. And we'll be back again. We do want to thank you for participating in our survey, and at this time we'd like to get to your questions. If you do have a question or a comment today, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Again, that's star one for questions or comments. And again, if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. As a reminder, it is star one for questions, and we'll pause for just a moment. And seeing as there are no questions on the phone lines, Malcolm, do you have any over the web?
Let me just check. Yeah, one has come in for you, John. The question was, is WebSphere portal enabled supported on iSeries?
Yeah, Malcolm, that's a potentially a confusing question and answer, because WebSphere portal enabled is supported on iSeries, but it's a back level today. It's version 4.1. The recommendation, if a customer is interested in WebSphere Portal Enable, is to wait for WebSphere Portal Enable version 5, and we have a statement of direction on that today, and it'll be available later on this year, probably in the fourth quarter of this year.
Okay.
And we do have a question from the phone audience. We have Bob Whitmire of Contract Freighters Incorporated.
Yeah, so we had ordered an I-25 Enterprise Edition at the end of this last year, and I believe the Portal Express wasn't available at that time. Is there something that I need to do to get that sent to me, or will that automatically come along now that it's available?
There was supposed to be in the offering or in the package that you got a voucher that would allow you to obtain the WebSphere Portal Express Plus product when it became available through Passport Advantage.
Okay.
So if you can check on that, and if you can't locate it or can't find it, if you send me a note, we'll figure out a way to get it to you.
Okay, good enough.
Yep.
Holly, any more questions on the phone?
At this time, there are not. However, I would like to remind the audience, it is star one for questions. Malcolm, any more on the web?
Yeah, I've got one here. Craig, this one is for you. It's a double question. The first part is, how do I buy Linux for iSeries? And the second part is, which Linux distribution does IBM recommend?
Okay. You purchase Linux for iSeries from the Linux distributors or their partners. For example, you could go to Red Hat.com or SUSE.com and, you know, follow the links to the product in the iSeries sections, and you can order both from their various websites. You can also order it from various business partners that have relationships with the Linux distributors. As far as which one IBM recommends, IBM works very closely with both Linux distributors. So we really recommend both, and it's really up to the customer to make a selection. They both have very competitive offerings as far as, you know, the Linux components that they include and the amount of testing that is done with the iSeries. I mean, they're competitive from those perspectives. We see, you know, customers making decisions based on you know, previous Linux distributions that they might have running on clients or other servers in their organization, or, you know, which distributor does a solution provider recommend to, you know, which business partner they want to work with. But from a product structure, we recommend both.
Okay, thanks, Craig. Any more on the phone, Holly?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, I had another one come through on Instant Messenger here. I think this one is for you, John.
Is Portal Setup Wizard available for Intel?
The Portal Setup Wizard is only available for iSeries, and that's a major advantage from an iSeries perspective. I showed you the picture that showed you the 174 steps. You know, that would be 174 steps all the time on Intel, or it could be on iSeries if you wanted to go through the manual steps. But I think most people will take advantage of the setup wizard, either with security or without security. So we plan to continue to have the Portal Setup Wizards available on the WebSphere Portal Express products for iSeries, and there is no plan to make the same wizards available for Intel that I'm aware of.
Okay, thanks, John. Any more on the phone, Holly?
We do have two that just popped in. Let's hear first from Max Techhand. I'm sorry, he just disconnected. How about a follow-up from Bob Whitmire?
Yes, Whitmire. On the WebSphere Portal Express Plus, the integration with Lotus Instant Messaging, does the Lotus Instant Messaging have to be running on the iSeries as well, or will it integrate if that's running on a different platform?
No, you're able to run it either on the iSeries or on a different platform.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Has he reconnected, Holly?
No, there's no further questions at this time.
Okay, I've got another Instant Messenger one. This one is for you, Craig.
What are IBM's plans related to client access in Linux?
We offer a iSeries Access product for Linux today. It provides a couple of functions. It has a 5250 emulator, so if you wanted to run a Linux desktop and connect back into a 5250 application, you could use the iSeries Access for Linux. It also provides an ODBC driver, so if you wanted to have an application in Linux tie back into DB2400 utilizing ODBC, so that product is available today. As far as iSeries Navigator type functions, we offer the iSeries Access for the web functionality as well, where basically iSeries Navigator functions are available in a web browser. That web browser can run on a Linux desktop as well. As far as our direction for the future, iSeries Navigator functions will continue to be offered via web browsers. And so that function can run on any client. iSeries Navigator will not run natively in a Linux client.
Okay, great. In fact, there was a follow-up to that which fell off the end of my voice synthesizer. It says, if IBM's answer is Linux, what if I have application requirements for Windows?
So we see many of our customers deploying both technologies. Linux may be leveraging open source solutions, file serving firewalls, for example, but they still have a requirement for Windows based on some type of application that they've purchased. And that's they can leverage our integrated X-Series server or buy an X-Series and directly attach it into iSeries. And with our integrated Windows solutions, you get a lot of the same benefits you do that I discussed with our Linux implementation as far as the virtual storage and virtual Ethernet. So by leveraging both technologies, all your storage can be managed by OS 400, and you just carve out some for Linux partitions, and you carve out some for Windows servers as well. So we see customers, a lot of customers implementing both.
Thanks, Craig. Any more on the phone, Holly?
There are not. At this time, however, a final reminder for the audience. It is star 1 today for questions or comments.
I've got another one that's been sent in electronically. This one is for you, John. Is WebSphere Portal Extend supported?
The answer is WebSphere Portal Extend is not supported. And the main reason why it's not supported is because we really have a difficult time with the business case for a software group. The product is pretty expensive. It's $130,000 per CPU. So we just don't think there is much demand from an iSeries perspective to get that. Now, if there are customers on the phone that do want it, that they should send me a note, because we do have a number of customers that have asked about it and are interested in it, but we have to be able to build the business case for the software group to do that. The alternative from an iSeries perspective is going to be potentially running Extend on an integrated X-Series adapter, or being able to run Extend under AIX when that capability is possible in the second half of this year. But from a native OS 400 perspective, we've got Express, Express Plus, and Portal Enable, which is coming later on this year, but not Extend.
Okay, thanks, John. Any more on the phone, Holly?
No, not at this time.
Okay, I've got... I think there's another one. Just one second. Let me just see. Yeah, I think we've got another one. This is for you, Craig. It's come in on Instant Messenger.
Can you tell me more about the partitioning enhancements planned for the future?
Sure. As I talked about, what we're working on now is what we call automatic processor movement. So you can create partitions and kind of categorize them of that they want to utilize this automatic processor movement. And if the partitions are in this kind of pool for this type of activity, the system itself will move processor resources to the partition that has the demand for the processor resource. So if one partition is really busy, the other one's sitting there doing nothing, the busy one will get the processor resource. You as a customer can establish weights for the partitions, meaning, here's a test partition and steal from that one first. But besides, that simple, prioritization scheme, the system is really going to take care of it and do it itself. It's, if you want, you know, policies or something like that, that's going to be, you know, solutions outside of what we're delivering.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions on your end, Holly?
No, there are not.
Okay, let me just check here. No, we don't seem to have any more here. So I think we will, it's almost 12 o'clock now, so I think we'll call this the end of the chat. I'd like to thank you, Craig, thank you, John, for being with us today, and thank you, everyone, for attending. The next chat is on April the 15th, and that one will be by Doug Mack and also Mike Kane, who will talk about iSeries DB2 UDB. There will be an update on that. And this time I'll try and get the passcode correct on the website. If you go to the new website, incidentally, you'll see the next quarter's chat. There's a big one in May, and we will also be doing a major webcast at the beginning of May. All that information is on the new website. But the next Citizens Chat will be in about a month's time on Thursday, April the 15th. So we look forward to seeing you all then. Thank you all very much.